Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to another video. Today, from this video, let's talk about the benefits of practicing mindfulness and how mindfulness benefits for our daily Buddhist practice. Now, what should be practiced in Buddhism? As Buddhist practice is sila, samadhi, and prajna. These are the three practices that we practice in all through Buddhism. In whatever the state we are in, we practice these three practices. Sila is the virtuous behavior or moral conduct. And we've discussed about sila in a separate video. If you haven't watched it and if you don't know what sila is, you can watch it right here. So sila is basically the ethical and the moral conduct, or in another word, virtuous behavior, or being disciplined by your body and by your words. So mindfulness helps us to practice sila in a good way, in a more productive way. And also the second practice is samadhi. Samadhi is the mental concentration, being able to be in one pointed, practice the one pointedness in our mind and to practice that tranquility in our mind. It's called the samadhi. And final practice is prajna. Prajna means the wisdom, understanding about the true nature of life and understanding, fully understanding about the three marks of existence, the anicca, the impermanence, dukkha, that's the suffering, and anatta is the non-self. So how mindfulness helps to practice these things. First of all, let's talk about how mindfulness benefits to practice the sila. Now, sila is the virtuous behavior, as we said before. So before talking about these things, let's learn about what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is the practice of our ability to be fully aware in this present moment with more wholesome mindset. When you practice mindfulness, it is really, really easy to practice sila. Why? Because sila is all about being disciplined from your body and from your words. So if you're mindful about your bodily actions, what you are going to do, okay, and what you are going to say, then you keep a good gatekeeper to your actions. Now, sati is often referred to as mindfulness in Buddhism, and the Buddha said that sati is like a gatekeeper to your mind, or the mindfulness is like a gatekeeper to your mind. So what does a gatekeeper do? The gatekeeper watches and recognizes what comes in or who comes in and who goes out a certain place. So practicing mindfulness is like keeping a gatekeeper to your actions and your words and your thoughts. So if you are aware of what you are doing, right? And if you know before what you are doing, and if you know what you're doing before doing, and if you know what you're saying before saying, by being mindful and by being aware, then it is very easy to control the unwholesome actions and unwholesome thoughts and unwholesome words that occurs in our life. And this helps us to be disciplined from our body, to be disciplined from our words, and will be easy to practice the virtuous behavior, and our practice of sila will be even more productive. So that is how the mindfulness helps us to practice sila. And also the second practice, how mindfulness helps us to practice samadhi, or the concentration. Now, when you take the four foundations of mindfulness, there are four foundations of mindfulness according to Buddhism. Being mindful about your body is one foundation. That's the first foundation. Second one is being mindful about your feelings. And the third one is being mindful about your mental actions or the thoughts. And then being mindful about the mental objects, right? Like such as concepts and ideas and thoughts. So these four foundations of mindfulness, in the beginning, the Buddha teaches us how to be tranquilized, okay? How to concentrate your mind. For an example, if you refer to Kayanupassana, the first practice of Kayanupassana is Anapanasati, or the breathing meditation, being mindful about the breathing. So the Buddha doesn't dive into the deep end at first to realize the true nature or the impermanence nature of the breath. The first thing that the Buddha says us or instructs us to do is to be mindfully breathe in and mindfully breathe out. Okay? Just be mindful when you breathe in and be mindful when you breathe out. Now, when you do this, your mind will be tranquilized. And it has the nature of bringing the calmness and bringing that serenity to your mind. So mindfulness will lead you to practice the samadhi. Samadhi means the tranquilized nature of your mind, peacefulness in your mind. And also as the final practice, it is the prajna or the panya in Buddhism. Prajna or panya is the realization of the true nature of life, realization of the three marks of existence in life. So what are the three marks of existence in life? First one is anicca, the nature of impermanence. Second one is dukkha, the nature of unsatisfiedness or the nature of suffering. And the third one is anatta, the nature of non-self. Now, to do this, to realize this true nature, you need to have a good wisdom. To have good wisdom, you have to have a good practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness helps you to focus your mind into one part of your life. And it's very easy to realize the true nature, the impermanence nature, once the mind is mindful and tranquilized. It's something like this. Let's say you're traveling in a train, okay? And you see all the sceneries in a very fast pace, and it's more like a motion blurred version. We don't see the real images. Okay, everything is blurred. So to realize and to see what the real nature and the real sceneries of around us, what we have to do? We have to get down from the train. We have to come into one place and to see and to enjoy that one nature of the life. So to do that, what we have to do? We have to come into one place and to focus on one thing at a time. To do that, the mindfulness helps us. And finally, how mindfulness helps us to practice the wisdom or the prajna. So the prajna is the ability to realize the true nature of our life. The true nature of our life is the impermanence. And the true nature of the existence is these three marks of existence. The impermanence nature, and the suffering nature, and the non-self nature. So to realize these three natures, what we have to have? We need to have a tranquilized mind, and a well-focused mind, and a good awareness. So practice of mindfulness will help us to bring the awareness to our life. So that will help us to bring more wisdom, and to see the life in a more wiser way and a more profound way by practicing the mindfulness. So this is how the practice of mindfulness helps us to be more productive in Buddhist practice. So let's all practice this amazing practice of mindfulness in our life. Namo Buddhaya.